It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell will be in Colorado today. She'll be in Aspen to give a talk about conserving public lands and getting youth connected to the outdoors. Jewell is also planning to meet with Northwest Colorado officials in Glenwood Springs to discuss the federal ruling affecting the Kalawayo mine. On Saturday, Jewell, Governor John Hickenlooper, and other public officials will attend the dedication ceremony of Browns Canyon National Monument in Chaffee County. Emergency crews recovered the bodies of two campers in the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness area on Wednesday. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
Officials think lightning may have caused the deaths of two males, an adult and a juvenile, at a campsite south of West Maroon Pass. Hikers initially found the two unresponsive in their tent at 11,000 feet elevation. A Flight for Life helicopter took a Mountain Rescue Aspen crew to the site, where officials removed the bodies. There were two young people associated with the pair found in the tent. They were unharmed and walking toward the Maroon Bells parking lot when rescue crews met them. The two were taken to Aspen Valley Hospital for an evaluation. While initial indications point to a lightning strike as the cause of the deaths, autopsies still need to be done, and an official cause of death has yet to be released. The names of the deceased are being withheld until family is notified. In light of this event, the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office is putting out a warning. Be weather aware, especially in the backcountry, and take actions to protect yourself if there's a storm. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Authorities are still searching for a man who attacked two Ouray police officers earlier this week. On Sunday, the two officers responded to a disturbance call. They tried to take 39-year-old Morgan Walker into custody because he had outstanding warrants in Louisiana. Justin Perry is the Ouray Chief of Police.
The suspect actually conducted some form of a reverse move on the officers as they were conducting the arrest and was able to take control of both of the officers. And in the process of doing so, one sustained pretty severe damage to his shoulder and the other to his knee. And it was at that point after that the suspect was able to flee from the scene.
Perry says both officers were taken to the hospital for treatment. He says they are out of the hospital and on medical leave. As for the suspect, he's still at large. Police say Morgan is 6 feet tall, weighs about 215 pounds, and has light brown hair and green eyes. He's wanted on multiple charges, including assaulting two police officers. Officials are advising people not to approach Morgan, but rather call 911 if they see him. A recent proposal would install several miles of pipeline in public lands for current oil and gas projects. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
About 21 miles of pipeline have been proposed west of the town of Dubec in Mesa County. They largely go through public lands to support existing and planned oil and gas operations there. This is David Boyd with the BLM.
Where the pipelines are proposed actually follows existing pipeline corridors, so that would reduce new lands being disturbed. It also would, for the most part, follow county roads. So that is something we're definitely looking at, trying to minimize the amount of new disturbance.
The plan would create lines for natural gas as well as water.
For the most part, natural gas is going to be transported through pipelines, but water isn't always. And so in the liquid products from natural gas development. So when you can get pipelines in there, that reduces that heavy truck traffic quite a bit. So that is something that also reduces impacts by once we get these pipelines in or once the companies do, then the truck traffic and the associated dust and that sort of thing greatly diminishes.
By following county roads and existing pipeline corridors, Boyd says that the plan will hopefully have a minimal impact. A public comment period is open until August 17th. They've just announced the plan, and he says that they're already receiving valuable public input. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Grand Junction is hoping to bring West Coast flights to its regional airport. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
On Wednesday night, the Grand Junction City Council approved $25,000 towards that effort. This is City Mayor Phyllis Norris.
The economic development partners here in the Valley, who are the Chamber and the Incubator and the Grand Junction Economic Development Group, got together and are decided that we needed to get flights to the West Coast, and of course, preferably Los Angeles.
Norris says this economic development group found a federal grant for $750,000 to help make this possible. However, they need about $250,000 to match it. Norris says the city of Grand Junction, Mesa County, Palisade, and private investors are willing to put up those funds.
So by the time we get all this finished, we should be able to bring in more tourism, as well as a lot of people have to fly out of here to go to different places in the world, especially if they're going to China or Japan. And so it opens it up to where a lot of people can work here and still travel to the areas they need to.
She says the next thing that needs to happen is getting an airline to commit to offering direct flights. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The town of Palisade is getting a bike skills park. The town's board of trustees approved the design and contract for the first phase of the park earlier this week. Palisade officials say the site will include a pump track, dirt jumps, and a kids' strider track. The town says the first phase of construction on the project should start in August and wrap up in the fall. And the second phase will be geared towards BMX riders, but the town needs to come up with the funds first. The city of Montrose launched a new downtown parking experiment yesterday. The city altered the 400 to 500 blocks on Main Street. Crews added diagonal parking to this area, reducing traffic to single lane in both directions. Lance Michaels is with the Montrose Downtown Development Authority.
Well, it's a pilot program, and we've identified from other communities and in conversation with the merchant community on our Main Street that apparently diagonal parking is something that's been considered for a few decades, and nobody's ever tried it. There are some studies out there that imply that there's a good opportunity for Montrose to enhance its downtown environment, both from a pedestrian and vehicular standpoint, and create a more friendly environment, a warmer, inviting environment for the downtown area with the advent of diagonal parking.
Michael says the parking pilot program will last about 30 days. He says after that, Montrose will evaluate the results. Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix with Alan. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.